Thank you for calling Crab CBD Air Membership. My name is Alexis. Can I please have your email address?
JPLAGRON@sbcglobal.net.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Okay, so the phone was going in and out. I just want to be correct that you did say your email was J-E-L-A.
No, listen. J-P as in Paul, L-A-G-R-O-N at sbcglobal.net.
Can you verify your first, your last name, and your full home address?
I'm sorry, say again.
Can you verify your first, your last name, and your full home address?
LaGrone, LAGRONE, 309 Camille Drive, El Paso, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that information. However, I do see that you do have a permanent annual membership with us. That permanent annual membership is set to renew on January the 31st of this year. How would you like to proceed with your account today?
This is the reason that I'm calling you. Ever since you got back online, I have been trying to change my existing payment method details. The card that's on file for my automatic renewal is no longer a valid card. I have been entering the information for the new card repeatedly for weeks and weeks, and it just tells me that that's an invalid number. And, of course, it's not invalid because it's my credit card. I don't want to lose my membership, but it's not going to renew because the card that's on file is not a good card.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, that feature is still down. That's time to update the cards.
You've been telling me this for weeks and weeks and weeks. What can I do about my membership? I am very frustrated.
I'm trying to help you, so can you quit yelling at me? So, that feature is down. The other department have not got that fixed yet. I don't know what's taking so long, but they're still working on that, as well as getting other things added to the website. What I can suggest you to do is that if you want to change a card, you can sign back up using a promo offer, and then you'll be able to put in a new card that way. That's the only way that I can tell you. We do have a promo offer for the annual membership at the price of at $29. So if you take advantage of that offer, I do know that you'll go back to your billing details and it will allow you to put a new card in that way. Then a new card will be on file. But as of just renewing back at the same price that you have, then that feature of that card is not working. Like, you cannot go in your on your account to update your card. We're not able to update the card here on our end at this point either.
Okay, I understand. But how can I do what you're talking about?
So you're going to have to wait until the 31st. So I can turn your renewal feature off for you. So
okay, wait just a minute. I'm hard of hearing, and I can't understand you. Could you please slow down a little bit and speak very distinctly and tell me again, how do I access this feature that you're talking about?
Okay, what I'm saying is your membership doesn't renew until the 31st. So
yes.
What I can do is, so your membership won't go in expiration, or you won't have anything else. You won't be able to view anything on your account but your purchase courses. What I'm saying is I can turn your renewal feature off. Then I can send you a promo offer, and on the 31st, you will click on that link in that email. You'll put in your information that you just verified with me using that same email.
Okay.
Then you will put your new card number in, you will get the membership for a year for $29. So you will be able to put a new card on file that way.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you. I would appreciate that very much. So I won't get that until the 31st?
I'm going to send your email now. You just won't be able to take advantage of that until the 31st.
Okay, so I do that on the 31st.
Yes, and I've turned your renewal feature off so that you won't get charged to $79. You will just click on that link on the 31st and sign up for that, and then it will let you go through with that.
Okay, and then that'll be my same membership that'll have all my classes and everything already on it.
Yes, you're just paying a different price.
Okay, okay. Oh, well, that's a great deal. I appreciate your help. I have been trying. I have talked to people over and over, and everybody just keeps telling me that I can't do it. So you're the first person that's offered any help.
Yes, ma'am. That's the only, like, we don't know when the feature will be back updated on the account. So since you do want to renew, we are offering discounts and letting customers know that they can sign up using that promo offer if they do want to renew, but they will have to wait until they renew a date. That's the only thing that we're told. They haven't gave us any updates on when the feature will be updated. So that's why I just offered that promo
offer. Okay, and so then when I do what you're talking about, then the new card will be on file and I can use it to purchase things also?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Because, see, I haven't been able to purchase anything or do anything since you've been back online because I knew it was the wrong card. The card that's on file has been defunct for over a year. So that was the problem that I was having.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay, thank you very much. So I will expect to get the email right away, but I won't use it until the 31st.
That's correct.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, and I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye.